Hello and welcome back. This is video number 2. And now we're going to talk about the basics of the different social media platforms that are out there and the different reasons why people use them. So knowing the reasons why people use certain social media platforms is crucial because then you will understand during the day what your prospects are actually using. So we have Facebook.com here, and Facebook.com is a place where people go to chat. Now, you can use Facebook.com as a means to host groups for your niche. You can have a Facebook fan page, and it's really a place where people go to socialize and create relationships. So it's not only just a place where they find friends, but it's also a place where they develop relationships. So that's really what Facebook is all about. So bear that in mind that you can use a Facebook group. If you use a Facebook fan page, then you will need not only to automate the whole process, but you will need to have either someone or at least check once a day and respond to people on the platform. Whereas some other platforms, as you'll notice soon, that you won't really need to do that. So even if you're marketing something that is unrelated to maybe what their friends are interested in, it can work simply because people are there to build relationships. So if you're selling something related to, let's say, B2B, as long as the demographic is located on that site, and the focus is to build relationships, then this is the way to go. Now, you might think, well, 100% of different markets should be on social media like Facebook, but that might not be the case. So different niches, some people will be on Pinterest more than others, or some people will be on Facebook more than others. So in the next video, we'll discuss how to figure all that out. So just moving through here, the next up we have YouTube. So you'll find that a lot of people tend to go on their Facebook account in the morning. YouTube, on the other hand, is a place where people go to either get entertained, like instead of watching TV, they'll watch YouTube. And that's something that you'll notice, especially dependent on the generations. So different generations, not to generalize or anything, but different generations, some will pay more attention to TV, whereas some will pay attention to YouTube. So for example, millennials and Generation Z, which is the generation that comes after the millennials, they tend to spend a majority of their time, 92%+, on YouTube. So they come here not really to build relationships, and yeah, they can build relationships, but for the most part, they're really here to watch the video, to learn how to do something like DIY, do-it-yourself niches, either to do that, to be entertained, and the relationship that they're building is really to you, who is the person talking in the video. So their goal here is not really to build relationships with each other. And that might happen along the way. But as you can see here, it's really about listening directly to the authority. So where you might think, okay, I have a DIY niche. I'm primarily going to use YouTube to show people how. But on Facebook, I'm going to be able to build a relationship with them. All right. Hopefully that makes sense. Next up, we have Instagram. Instagram is primarily used as a platform where people will follow their celebrities, the people that they really look up to, and they want to learn what is happening from the day to day. So what is happening during their life? So Instagram, in a certain respect, is a place where people can get to know you as an authority in a deeper way. So what is happening during your day? Little things like, oh, I want to drink coffee or do this or do that. It's really a relationship. It's a deeper relationship. So whereas YouTube is more of a how-to platform, Instagram is more of a one-on-one relationship building. Whereas Facebook, they can get to know each other. So within your community, That's what Facebook would be used for. Instagram, on the other hand, they're really just there to follow you as, in their eyes, the celebrity. So what is going on in your day? If you're running a business, what are things that you run into during your business? Or what are promotions that you have going on right now? And so forth. So that's what Instagram is. There are many other uses, but that's pretty much the general view. And then, of course, we have Reddit. Reddit, on the other hand, is a place where people find out about news. Now, it's also kind of a forum / discussion board type feel. So people can get to know each other, but actually, for the most part, they find out information. So this could be a place to post the latest information, to have a discussion board to discuss things that need to be discussed. Now, bear in mind that Reddit is, for the most part, public, so it's not like a Facebook group where you can hide information. So everything is out in the open and it's public. So think sort of a discussion board / forum style. So that's what Reddit would be. And then, of course, we have Pinterest. Pinterest is a site where you would go to post images and videos. So the demographic and the type of people that go to Pinterest are usually DIY type people. People who are looking at an item on how-to items and they want to learn how to do something. Or they're just very visual type people, and a lot of times they're artists or people that like graphics or images or very visual people in that sense. So this would be great for companies that have more visual aspects of their business. So could be artists, it could be anything related to images, essentially. But if your business and your market isn't really into images, they're more into like data and text and all that, there might not be a reason to be on Pinterest. Yes, you could get some traffic, but for the most part, you would be attracting a different audience. So that's why it's crucial to figure out where your audience is actually hanging out. And then, of course, we have Twitter. Twitter is a place where people go to have essentially micro conversations. So Twitter's been around for many, many years, since the beginning of time. And Twitter allows you to follow and find out news. So it's kind of similar to Instagram in that sense, where you can follow your celebrities, you can follow the brands that you enjoy following and finding out what is actually happening. So the difference between this and Instagram is more on a personal level and a relationship building type feel. Whereas Twitter, a lot of times, is really just to follow what's happening, what the news updates, that like what's coming out in a business and all of that. And of course, next up, we have LinkedIn, which, as you know, LinkedIn is like Facebook in a sense. So it's a social media platform. It's a community type platform, but it's primarily for the business or professional type community. So rather than people coming here just to be friends, people are here because they want to know what's going on in terms of work related, like your careers. People go here to find people, maybe to hire or to buy, to sell. So this is a place where you can go, where your customers can be, and they're looking to buy, they're looking to connect for a business, for work related type sense. Whereas if you were to do this on Facebook, then if people are on Facebook, they're going to be kind of thrown off. So that's why you have to keep in mind the state of mind that people are in when they arrive to that social media platform. So those are the general social media platforms. There are many more, but for the most part, those are the top ones that you need to bear in mind and figure out which ones you need to use. So to give you some examples here, if you are an artist and you're selling, let's say, paintings, you might want to just do Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. A lot of times you'll notice a lot of them don't typically use things like Twitter, LinkedIn, and even Reddit. See, Reddit is a lot of, they tend to be more logical, but at the same time, you'll find artists on Reddit as well. So it's not really a black and white system. But hopefully you get the point that artists will most likely use Pinterest more, Instagram more, because they're more visual, and they'll also use YouTube. Whereas maybe financial, they might not use Pinterest because they're looking at a lot of data and all that. They might use Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn. So that's why instead of trying to do everything, you can focus on a handful of social media platforms that you are going to be really focusing on so that you can bring the most leads, prospects, and customers. All right, so with that said, let's move on to video number 3.